it's quite challenging to kind of bring the traditional investment, which is mostly VCs and private equities who are fully focusing on businesses in metropolitan cities such as Egypt, Cairo and Alexandria, or big, large manufacturing companies. So we have a couple of investors with us in Turin.
That siren, that's Torino. I'm on a walk with Rana.
So I'm Rana Al-Tambadawi. I'm from Egypt. I'm young. I have worked at Enroute for 3 years now.
So where are we?
We are at OGR in Torino, Italy. It's this beautiful building that has beautiful history, and I think it's great. I'm actually quite fascinated every time I realize where I am. It's fascinating, and there we are in this big space. There is sun in Europe in November, which makes me super happy, and it's great and kind of busy as well.
I asked Rana about her day-to-day work.
All right, Rana, what is your day-to-day like?
Okay, so I will tell you a lot about like a week or two. So most days, me and my team are, at the office, making sure that we're designing something relevant and collecting the data and communicating with the stakeholders. There is definitely a lot of meetings on Sunday because Sunday is our first work day of the week. And then we have a one-day trip to Suheg, Aswan, Luxor, which looks like 4 a.m. flights, which takes around an hour to get there. And then meetings, and then 10 p.m. flights back to Cairo. And then the next day you go to work as if you were at the office the day before. And you know, when you have these day trips, you go from NGOs to farms to the university to visiting the stakeholders and the social enterprises to sitting with women who wants to suggest certain interventions that they want to do, and then eating their food and kind of, you know, immersing yourself a little bit into what's not in Cairo. and basically that's it. And sometimes it looks like bringing people to kind of see it for themselves and not just us.
I was curious to know more about what it looked like when Rana and her team took trips around Egypt to visit with social entrepreneurs. Also, and this is because we'd been hearing a lot about collaboration during Impact Week, I wanted to know what collaboration meant for her and her team.
They brought their family members, and I started to realize how their family members are kind of speaking our language and our terminologies and our jokes and, you know, all these metaphors that we keep using.
Say more about that. Like what?
I can't really translate it, to be honest. But, you know, we always have this attitude or mindset when we're working that you just have to figure it out, you know? And you're the one who has to tell me how I can solve your problems, or at least what is the options that I can do, because I can't just assume. If I keep assuming that we're not getting anywhere. So, yeah, their spouses started to kind of have the same attitude, is that for me to be okay with this, there's either this or that. And then they would look at me and like see how what you have done, you have created this language in the household and to their kids as well. Now they're kind of encouraging their kids to be in this ecosystem. Otherwise, they would have been a lawyer or an engineer or something, you know, traditional as it seems. So we really impact. We're really a huge outlet for information, and we give them options. Even with, I would go back to the example of the social enterprise Aliyev that we were speaking about earlier. So we had this field visit with some of our clients, and she was showing them in the workshop the people that she has trained, the people with disabilities. And then she was having this language, and just like she kept pointing at me and me and the team. Kept pointing at me, and I was like, well, I don't know what you say. What are you saying? She's like, I'm telling them that everything I learned from you, everything I'm teaching them, I learned from you. And then obviously I started crying a little bit, but it just shows that, you know, it, no matter who you are, if you're going to bring some value, it will definitely be, you know, put forward to a completely different person that you never assumed would reach, this information would reach, you know?
Yeah. And certainly language catches on, and yes, good ideas from your team culture catch on.
Yeah,
yeah, just figure it out.
Yeah.
You mentioned a bit about team culture, of course, and collaboration, a big word this week that we've heard again and again.
Yeah.
Like, what is the collaboration like in your organization? Do you think it's a... Have you learned anything from it to share with listeners?
Yeah. Collaboration is basically focusing on how we can build on each other and not overlap activities.
Okay.
Some people say outsourcing, some people say partnership, some people, so many, like there's so many outlets where you can do that. But it's basically saying we have the same objectives because we want to create some change and we're both benefiting from this change. So why don't we teach each other how we can work effectively and create this community of people who have the same, who are very aligned. So collaboration to me is alignment, it's trust, and it's also just letting everyone do what they do best.
We were walking through a neighborhood. Cars passed, and they lived up to what Alessia told us on her podcast. This is a city of speed. Rana and I, on the other hand, took our time.
So with Impact Together, I want to say that I really love this partnership with like different stakeholders in different Arab countries or the MENA region. Because, you know, it's very hard to always have all these collaborative efforts, especially when, you know, there's different individual projects happening in each country. But we all share kind of the more or less the same challenges. And I think we can definitely develop this kind of tools and ways on how you can work in the region and kind of create something unique that will actually be more productive.
We stopped in front of doorways. The entrance halls of Torino's apartment buildings have little elements of decor you don't always see in other cities. They're not just a door and some mailboxes, in other words. I believe they're called ingressi. One of these ingressi caught my eye because there was an overlarge planter with bamboo stalks sticking out of it. It looked kind of like a scent diffuser you might see in a bathroom, but really huge. I like bamboo. It reminds me to stay flexible. I asked Rana about her call to action.
I think the call to action would be that there are so many changes happening in the world, and I think we kind of need to forget the world as it used to be. Even like after COVID, it's so different. So just be curious. If you want to create impact, be curious. Have like an open heart and kind of listen, really listen. Really try to understand. There's a lot of information in this world, so use it to understand. But also challenge different truths and see what works and what doesn't work, and really engage with the people that you want to support. And figure it out. The action would be, if there is a problem, just figure it out.
By this time, we were almost back to OGR, the home of Impact Week. We caught sight of the mountains in the distance, and there was a mutual slowing to our walking pace because it was sunny and bright, and I think we both wanted more of that. We had to go inside, though. Rana was due on stage.
Rana, can you tell me a little bit more? It's on. Can you tell me a little bit more about Enroute?
Enroute Development Consultancy, it's based in Egypt.
Yeah.
We empower youth and women in Upper Egypt. We've been doing that for 5 years. And we have been able to create these businesses in a very underserved area in Egypt. And now we're building this impact fund focusing on empowering youth and women and funding sectors such as agribusiness and creative industries.
And how do you try to create that impact? How does it work?
Well, for the last 5 years, we've been basically trying to influence the entrepreneurial mindset into the youth and trying to encourage them to kind of find solutions to the problems that they face in the region. And they have created these amazing businesses and adopted this business model that is kind of curated to the environment that they have been working in.
Yeah.
And engaging with that, we have slowly started to realize that they can create more impact than we will ever intervene with.
Yeah.
And that's when we started thinking on how we can finance them and kind of be their agent into growth.
Yeah, because when we talked briefly, you said, we don't necessarily have to bring the innovation. They don't have the same challenges maybe, and we don't necessarily have to teach, but they are there already. Yeah, can you let her...
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of suffer from that one way or the other when you have this design and this structure that you have to implement and then it doesn't work and you don't see results and you don't know why, and then you do the needs assessment and it doesn't work again. But then when you actually, what we've been trying to do is engage with them and ask them if this will actually work, if it will make sense, if it will give them gender equality, if it will actually create more income schemes. And that's when we started to realize that they have more solutions and more suggestions. So maybe we don't need to add anything to them. They have everything they need.
It's there already, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so we have to empower them in their way.
Exactly.
Yeah, so fantastic,
They always have their own solutions. We don't really need to add. They have everything they need and they know how to utilize even the limited resources that they have.
Special thanks to Rana and all of the other folks from Impact Together who made the trip to Torino. It was lovely to meet you all in person. And I hope to see you again soon.